All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Judy Ringer with us. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tyler. Great to be here.
Of course. Grateful to have you on. So why don't we start off, have you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you do?
Yeah. Well, I'm an entrepreneur by heart. I've started and stopped three businesses, and now this one is ongoing for about 25 years, Power and Presence Training. And I'm also a writer, a seminar leader, and a professional singer.
Okay, you got a lot going on. I like that. So when did you first realize you were an entrepreneur?
You know, it took me a while. That's a good question, because I realized that I have this startup energy. I love to start things. I love to organize, and I have big visions. And so I started two real estate companies. This is back, 30 years ago. I also started an Aikido dojo, which is still running and now run by one of my senior students in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where I live. And so I'm really proud of that one in particular, because I ran it for about 14 years, and then Aaron took over, and he's just made it even bloom bigger than it was before. So that's exciting. And then Power and Presence Training got started, as I said, about 25 years ago. So I guess I realized I was an entrepreneur when I heard about the different kinds of styles there are in the workplace, that there are some people like me with the startup energy. There are other people like my husband who like to find a job and just stick with it and come home and know they've got a paycheck at the end of the week. And, it's just, there's different styles.
Yeah, absolutely. I think me and you are similar with the startup energy. And that was something that I had to kind of overcome at first, because some people, I think, call it shiny object syndrome almost. Like, it's like I have so many ideas bouncing around my head. I start so many things, and really, so far, at least in my life, my most successful business is the one that I've stuck with for 7 years now. So having that focus, you said 25 years in your latest business. What's that business about?
Well, Power and Presence Training is a training business. And it primarily is devoted to teaching people, coaching people. So I do one-on-one and I do seminars on how to deal with conflict, how to communicate more effectively, how to be a leader in that sense, because I think that leaders really do understand how to deal with conflict and model it well. And because I'm an entrepreneur and I like to start things and I get bored easily, I've had to reinvent it from time to time, and writing is one of the ways that I do that. I write, I'm a constant blogger. I love to write books. And and also I realize that every time I'm in front of a group, that's a new group. So I get to have that startup energy, like for this group is different, or a new coaching client, or you get the idea.
Yeah. So as I do, I do books. I run a publishing company. We do marketing and stuff for books. So tell me about your journey with writing and with your books.
Great question. Thank you. I like to start things, and blogging has been something I've done my whole life, even when I was in the real estate world, and we didn't have blogging then, but I wrote newsletters and I had a great time. They're little 8.5 by 11 sheets, and I put them out and I take them around to the different houses that I was prospecting. So I've always written. And so when I wrote my first book back in 2006, it's called Unlikely Teachers, Finding the Hidden Gifts in Daily Conflict. It came out of a series of stories that I had written, some of them on the internet and some of them just that I had written and put in my hard copy newsletters. And then this new book, which just came out in 2019, in fact, about a month ago in May, is called Turn Enemies into Allies, The Art of Peace in the Workplace. And this, again, this one started out as 6 blog posts about 5 years ago on my blog, Key Moments. K-I moments, meaning energy moments, about the K-E-Y moments in life. And I'll say a couple of words in a minute about Aikido, but Turn Enemies into Allies is about how to help managers deal with a difficult conflict between coworkers in a workplace. So you've got a couple of coworkers who can't get along, but you need them both, and you would like them to be more team oriented. So this is a model that I have used as an outside vendor coming in as an outside consultant, and I put it into a book because I thought there's no reason that managers can't do this as well.
Got it. Okay. So I'm curious to learn a little bit more about you. Let's talk about some, just like, do you have any like crazy stories? Just like personal life stories? Yeah.
Well, probably the craziest stories, you know, if I was doing a truth or dare, right? Yeah. I said that I had sung the national anthem at a Red Sox game for the at Fenway Park, people would probably say, yeah, right, that's no way that happened, but it did. A couple of years ago, in fact, July of 2017, I sang the national anthem at Fenway Park and in front of 40,000 people, and it was pretty cool.
No way. All right. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit. I want to hear more about that. What did that feel like?
Well, yeah. Well, it felt amazing. First of all, you have to know, and I know many of your speakers talk about this, but I had this goal for a long time. I love to sing, and I never say no to opportunities to do that. And I'm professionally trained, so I mean, I knew I would do a good job at it, and I just love the Red Sox. So I live in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, about an hour north of Boston. So I just had it in my head. I didn't know how it was going to happen. I just kept holding on to the vision of it. And so when it actually did happen, I was kind of ready, you know? Of course, I practiced it a gazillion times, and I imagined myself standing in front of the crowd because I'd seen them on TV, and I'd been in Fenway Park myself as a spectator many times, and I just imagined what it would be like, and it was just like that, you know, just like my vision, only maybe better. And I sang it. I was nervous, of course, but I did a good job, and when I got off the field and went up, you know, into the, I was like in an altered state. I got to tell you, it was like, wow. Luckily, the Red Sox have like ambassadors that usher you onto the field, make sure you're standing in the right place, make sure you know when you're going to start. And when you're done, they usher you off. I really needed someone to help me get to my seat. I was so like, wow, I can't believe I did this. And people were like high-fiving me as I was walking up the aisle, and great job. And it was great. It was
That's
great.
Wow. That's so cool. Yeah, let's see.
A little bit like, you know, having my book come out, except there's not 40,000 people around. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing too. And I know people who are listening, who've ever written anything that got published and you saw it in your hand for the first time. That's a pretty cool feeling as well. So
For me, that was definitely one of the highlights. I think you beat me for highlights, because that's crazy. Yeah, I feel like my body would be shaking after a lot. That'd be exhilarating. I actually took chorus when I was younger, so yeah. I could sing a little. My chorus teacher, actually, me and him were like good friends. He always used to tell me, he's like, all right, your voice by itself, not that good. But what he'd say, for some reason, I was really good at matching pitch. So like if I was around like 2 or 3 other individuals that were good singers, and I was thrown into the mix, I could match them like almost identically. So whatever that means. So I guess I can copy people singing well.
Well, you're a good girl singer too, because if you can match pitch, then other people would stay with you as well. So that's cool. Yeah,
exactly. So, what do you got coming up? Like in the next like year or two, what are your plans with your business that's 25 years?
Wow. Yeah. So good question again. I see myself right now in the immediate future, making sure that Turn Enemies into Allies gets a good birth, right? And that people know about it. And I appreciate your having me on because of that today. Mm-hmm. And then I I see myself getting more and more into the coaching field, I think, because as much as I love large groups, I mean, my groups aren't usually that large. I usually do 20 to 40 people in a group because, well, this gives me a chance to say a little bit more about Aikido so people know what I'm talking about. So that's a martial art I practice. And the goal of Aikido is not to harm the opponent. It's a martial art, but the goal is to render the attack harmless without harming the attacker. So you redirect energy, and you can imagine that this kind of helps in a conflict situation, because instead of somebody says, Judy, that's a stupid idea, right? Instead of saying, no, it isn't, or you're wrong, right? Which kind of gets us nowhere except into a contest of wills. Aikido, the Aikido model is about joining the energy and then guiding it. So I would say instead something like, really, why don't you like the idea? Or what specifically doesn't work for you? So that I can embrace, join, learn from that energy. And then ideally we find a solution that works for both people. That's a really simple example, but I think it gives your listeners an idea. So ki, the ki in Aikido means energy or life force. The do means the way, I means harmonizing. So we're talking about the way of harmonizing with energy. And in conflict, when you can harmonize with someone's energy by asking them questions, by staying in a curious mindset, by trying to learn what they're thinking, what they're seeing, then you can take that energy and you're a leader. Because, you know, leaders, this is what leaders do. And they can then begin to forge solutions based on what their needs are, what the team needs are, but also what the opposition is saying as well. Otherwise, it's not going to be sustainable and it's not going to work. So in answer to your question, kind of a long answer, about what my future holds, it holds more of this kind of coaching, helping leaders understand that that leadership is really changing from a top-down model. It's been changing for a long time to more of a side-by-side model, listening to what your people have to say and forging solutions that that go with the vision that you've got for your team, your company, your organization. And that's exciting for me right now. So
that makes me want to try Aikido. Sounds incredible. And it's so interesting to like learn like what words mean, you know, like,
yes.
That, you know, I'd never even actually heard of Aikido, but then now that, you know, I know what it means, I'm like, okay, I want to try this. I've heard of jiu-jitsu and all that. And, but this sounds way different than any other type of martial art from what I'm understanding.
Well, it's different, and it has roots in jiu-jitsu and in judo. But it is a fairly recent evolution of the martial arts. It was invented in the 20th century by a Japanese man named Morihei Ueshiba. And it's about intentional use of our energy. So, you know, the idea that I walk into a room and that room is changed by my presence in it. My energy, my life force, my ki affects that room and affects the people in it. And of course, I'm affected by their energy as well. Aikido, at least the model of it for me, what it's done for me, besides being a fun martial art, I mean, just really fun on the mat, but off the mat, it's helped me understand that when I walk into a room, I'm having an effect on it. So how can I do that in a more intentional way, right?
Mm-hmm. So I can tell you this, I love our energy together.
I do too.
So I knew we would have fun after we spoke last week. So I want to, first of all, thank you for coming on. The second thing I want to say is, you know, give us the outline, the foundation. How can our listeners best connect with you online? I know you got that book. What's the best way for them to follow you online?
Oh, sweet. Thank you. My website is my name, Judy Ringer, JudyRinger.com. And pretty much you can find me on all the social media using that name. Instagram, I'm Ringer Judy for some reason, but LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all of that. Just look for Judy Ringer and you'll find me and you'll find the book. It's right up there in the first page of my website. And there's also some really fun videos on my website of Aikido, me doing Aikido. And there are some blog posts and lots of downloadable stuff. I tried to make my website, a teaching site, so that people can get on there and learn what they need to learn without even calling me up. How's that?
That's perfect. I love it. Thank you again for coming on.
Thank you very much, Tyler, for making this so much fun.